Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Then download Jones and
Kelce. It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keith. Mego in for Keith today. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, Mego. And we start with the Red Sox. Another series loss over the weekend, but time for a new series. Terry Francona back at Fenway. Red Sox get the Reds 4-3 tonight. You got Garrett Crochet against Chase Burns. Any chance the Red Sox start turning things around this series, or you more fearful they won't?
I think it's possible, but I don't think it'll happen tonight because these two teams are on totally different trajectories.
With Crochet on the mound,
momentum.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No, I just think that with the momentum that both teams are bringing into this game, like the Reds are actually fighting for a wild card spot and they've got something going, and it feels like the Red Sox are just spinning their tires like going nowhere right now. I didn't take anything from the series that they had over the weekend where I would hold on to that and say like, oh, yeah, that's what they got to lean into more. Like, Roman Anthony had a couple runs in a game that had 15 of them. And what else do you have? Giolito looks like an okay pitcher. Like, what else do you take away from the series that just was?
If I'm Garrett Crochet, I know what my takeaway would be. You guys are capable of scoring 15 runs in a game?
Could you do that for me?
That's something you guys can do?
Have they scored 15 runs for him all year?
I'm sure, but not by much. Like, over-under tonight, do they give Garrett Crochet 4 runs? If they do, they win. Like,
no.
I don't really feel great about it either. The kid Burns on the other side was good in at least one start against the Yankees. I'm not sure how many starts he's had.
I think it was his only start.
That's it? He was good in that one start. So I don't think it's going to be easy on the other side. But okay, that's Red Sox and Rays, first of three tonight at Fenway.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
Grab back.
Big trade in the NFL today. Jalen Ramsey, along with Jonnu Smith from Miami to Pittsburgh in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick. There were some late pick swaps in there as well. I think it was a seventh-round pick swap for each team. Patriots play both these teams early. They get the Dolphins week 2. They get the Steelers week 3. These are both AFC teams, a divisional team in the case of the Miami Dolphins. What do you think of a rare player-for-player-for-player swap in the NFL?
Yeah, it's a strange one. It's uncommon. I think that this, in most cases, would make the Steelers better if they had just about any other quarterback. But I do think Aaron Rodgers being with the Steelers is going to be such an absolute mess, just trash dumpster fire, that it's unfortunately not going to make that much of a difference. Even having like Jonnu Smith coming off of an almost 900-yard season. I think you were on it earlier in the show, Jones, when you said that Miami is probably looking to get more explosive and they're going to retool their offense and try to do something a little different around Tua. Miami's still going to be the better team out of these two.
So that's what I think. And I've been down on Pittsburgh since the Rodgers addition. And, you know, there's no reason to think any differently of this. I actually think Pittsburgh is getting rid of the better player. I prefer Fitzpatrick to Jalen Ramsey. You know, if you're getting Ramsey from 5 years ago, and maybe Fitzpatrick has lost a bit of a step as well. But I think Miami's getting the best player in the deal. He ironically started his career in Miami. Now they're trading for him again. I think Tomlin's going to have his first losing season. I think they're going to miss the playoffs, and this trade makes me feel no different. I do wonder about that with Miami. No more Jonnu Smith. If you watched the Dolphins last year, the Tua offense, once he came back from injury, checked down to Achan, checked down to Jonnu Smith. They got away from Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and explosive plays in the offense, I think, to protect Tua, get more quick hitters and get the ball out quickly and don't have him taking time, waiting for plays to develop deep down the field. So I wonder if Miami's a more explosive offense, which would be maybe tougher to deal with. But those would be my main takeaways from a trade that I was surprised at.
So you don't attribute that change at all to Tyreek losing a step? Like they're not going that way because it doesn't have the same punch.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, totally. That could be the case. And if Miami's changing things enough, maybe Tyreek Hill, who's been in trade rumors, could still be on the move and there's another shoe to drop.
He tweeted about it.
Yeah, what did he say? He did the Will Smith gift, right?
He did the Will Smith, Fresh Prince gift of standing around in the living room looking for where everybody is. Grab bag. That one doesn't really sound right. Just saying.
I'd say most of them don't exactly sound right.
370 of them don't sound right.
Okay, NBA free agency starts tonight, Mego. Yes. We've had a flurry of what I would consider noteworthy moves to this point, although much of them are players remaining in place. Like, for instance, LeBron re-upped with the Lakers, or opted in on his player option, I should say. Naz Reid got 5 years, $125 million, to go back to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Julius Randle got a 3-year, $100 million deal to stay with the Timberwolves. Duncan Robinson is working his way out of his contract. James Harden, 2 years with the Clippers to stay there. Portis is staying with Miami. Anything else? Jabari Smith, I thought, was a weird one with the Rockets, 5 years, $122 million. Anything significant over the weekend in the NBA?
I don't think so, unfortunately. Like, I love NBA free agency, and I like when there's fireworks and one guy just goes, you think he's going to resign with his team, and he goes to the opposite coast and changes everything, and then it actually doesn't change anything when the regular season comes. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think a lot of people are probably going to be keeping their eyes on Milwaukee to see if they actually trade Giannis. It's, as time goes on, it seems less and less likely that that's going to happen, that he's just going to stay for now. And I think that would have been a surprise to most people like 6 weeks ago. But I just think it's going to be a little bit of a quiet. I don't save this because we might come in like tomorrow and something crazy happens.
Mark that.
I feel like it'll be a little quiet.
What do you think the Lakers are up to? I mean, LeBron's staying there. They brought in Luka. What do you think they're up to?
I think they're probably looking for a big. I think that's probably the next move that they're trying to do.
Terp said, you know who makes sense in L.A.? Al Horford makes a lot of sense with the Lakers.
It really does.
Right? Was that Terp? That was Terp, right?
That was Terp. Yeah, before the show we were talking about. The question to me would be, would people feel about Al Horford going to the Lakers the way that they felt about Ray Allen going to the Heat?
I don't think so. But, I mean, I think
like
people...
Like, such a betrayal. Is that a difference in the time?
He already went to the Sixers.
Right.
I understand the Lakers are like a bigger historical rival, right. But yeah, I don't think it would be that much of a
betrayal.
I don't know. Teaming up with LeBron is not well received.
Teaming up with LeBron would be pretty gross to a lot of people.
That's true. Wouldn't be well received by Celtics fans.
Grab bag.
Ooh, we got another betting scandal in sports. The U.S. District Attorney's Office, yikes, is investigating Detroit Pistons guard Malik Beasley.
Watch your profanity.
On allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. Sources told ESPN it's a serious development surrounding one of the NBA's top free agents. So that's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
Malik Beasley was one of the top free agents, and now he's caught up in a gambling scheme. On prop bets and game outcomes. Have you seen some of the videos that people have pulled on Beasley?
I saw the one about where it looked like Giannis was trying to prevent him from getting the over.
So I saw one. He went coast to coast with like 5 seconds left. He was still in Minnesota. This is from when he was in Minnesota. And after he had already had like some, because he's had a history with guns off the court.
Yeah, he was
suspended, right?
Suspended before.
And so like maybe this is a guy who needed to make some money back after his suspension. He went coast to coast when he was still in Minnesota. To cover a spread, basically, that looks so sketchy in retrospect, it's not even funny.
Was that the 8.5 one?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw
exactly.
That too.
Like, my God. So it's another betting scandal in the NBA. We had Michael Porter's younger brother, Jonte Porter.
That one wasn't that big because it was like, what effect is he having on games?
And so when you say you expect a quiet night in free agency, I mean, this is a guy who could have gone right at like 6:01.
He was a top free agent. And so now, hey, maybe that opens the door for somebody like Anthony Simons, if you want to flip him and there's somebody who's a guard needy team and you they thought maybe they would have a solution there. Maybe not, because that guy might not be playing next year. I mean, they're going to crack down if they find enough evidence for that. They're going to crack down so hard on him to make sure that this isn't something. The last thing, especially after the way that the draft worked out, the NBA does not want to look like they're a rigged league. None of these teams, none of these franchises do. None of these leagues, I should say, do. And so, yeah, I think that they're going to be super harsh if there's enough to warrant a penalty.
All I know is Shohei Ohtani had nothing to do with gambling on any games in baseball, and that's an insane thing to even suggest.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags
in a row.
Wimbledon is underway, man. It's day one at Wimbledon. Alcaraz had to go to a fifth set. Are you excited?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Okay, Mego, let's get down to brass tacks here. Great story from over the weekend from TMZ, among other places. It turns out that Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney, both at the Bezos wedding, which I'm sure you were following very closely over the weekend, turns out that Tom Brady was dancing with and chatting up Sydney Sweeney at the Bezos wedding. Your thoughts?
First mistake, Lauren Sanchez. Don't invite Sydney Sweeney to your wedding. Like, you're the bride. Do you want anyone to look at you? You simply don't do that. She's an insanely beautiful person. Secondly, what I thought about this when I first heard about it was these two have a very deep experience in common.
They do?
Yeah, this is probably not going to be...
Yeah.
This is not going to be popular to talk about.
Uh-oh.
But remember when Brady had all that stuff about the hat in his locker that people got all fussy about?
Oh, yeah.
Sydney Sweeney was in a picture with her family where they were wearing the same hats.
Oh, really?
And people on the internet got all fussy about that.
I was unaware of that.
So they have
Who's
this
looking
very...
at the hat?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
they have this very, very specific experience in common. Maybe it brought them together, and one day we'll get a marriage announcement where they're wearing the hats together that brought them together.
I thought you were going to say Brady was selling his bathwater or something like that. I wasn't sure what
he
was going on.
He still could.
Hers. Yeah, no,
he could still sell it.
This could be
the TB12 bathwater.
honestly, if he could have hawked it, he would have. Are you rooting for these two?
Yeah, I think we need this.
Okay.
This is Brady
it's
hasn't
a
20, had a,
it's a 20
good,
year age gap. How do we feel
so
about that?
What? They're both adults.
Okay.
Why are people being so precious about this?
I don't know. I mean,
they're both consenting adults.
Jordan's
they had a, very,
a consenting adult. That,
yeah.
There, at some point, there's too big of an age gap. No.
Well,
no?
Are you? So you're anti-Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair just because these women have age gaps to throw Jordan in with Sydney Sweeney.
No, I'm just saying.
Sydney Sweeney's an artist.
I'm only highlighting
Come
that
on.
As a point that
she's famous because of the range of her acting.
There's
skills.
A line somewhere is my only point. And so
yeah.
It might, it's not 20. I don't think 20 is outrageous, but there's a line somewhere is my only point.
How old is Sweeney?
27, I think.
I like calling her Sweeney.
Sweens? Just
how
like,
old
just
this,
like with the Bruins.
How old is the Sween?
Good question. Good question. We used to call Don Sweeney Big Sween. We may have to have
Big
a different.
Is what you'd call a Sydney Sweeney.
Different nickname.
What? Oh, I knew
you were grab bag. When you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been.
Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground. Grab bag. Time now, Mego, for your top MLB performer of the night / day. Yesterday, is it? Aaron Judge, 2-for-4, 2 homers, 3 runs scored, 4 RBIs in a win over the A's. Is it former Red Sox prospect Kyle Teal, 3 hits, double, run scored, couple RBIs, Red Sox 5-2 win over the Giants? Is it O'Neill Cruz, 2 homers, number 14 and 15 in a 12-1 win over the Mets? Or is it...
Well, there's 4 of these?
Tarik Skubal. Keith sometimes comes up with 5 or 6. I'm doing this quickly.
Oh, my God.
13 strikeouts, 7 innings of scoreless ball as the Tigers beat the Twins.
Give me Teal.
Kyle
like Teal? Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Why? Where are you going to go with Judge?
I probably would have gone with Skubal.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Give me 1 bourbon, 1 scotch,
and one grab bag.
All right, no Keith today, which means Nick is in charge of the random baseball player of the day.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, so we got a former Red because the Red Sox are playing the Reds tonight.
Okay. Barry Larkin.
Nope. Okay. I was going to go, well, actually, never mind. So he was a Red, a Met, a White Sox, Yankee, Ranger, Pirate.
Homer Bush.
Nope.
Wow, good guess, though. Red Sox, Yankee,
Two-time All-Star.
Two-time All-Star.
Finished third in Rookie of the Year voting in 2012.
Okay.
2012?
What position?
He played third and first.
Third and first.
His rookie year, he played literally every position under the sun.
Every position under the sun? Okay. Wait.
Every position?
All of them.
So he came in 2012. What was his last year?
He was 2011 to 2021. He played 41 games in 2011, so it didn't count.
Okay. And what years and teams was he an All-Star
for? He was All-Star 2 years with the Reds in 14 and 15.
14 and 15. As a corner infielder? That's where he was playing those All-Star years?
He was third base in 15 and third and first in 14.
Okay. I can pick. No, well.
No, no. I got nothing for you.
Jay Bruce? No, he wasn't a third baseman.
The Twitch, I see, does have it.
Twitch has it. Billy, you got anything over there? Mego says she's out.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I'm trying to like look away because he's got the monitor open.
So the name's not on it.
Yeah, okay. Name's not on it?
I have a couple of names in my head. Edwin Encarnacion? No.
Nope.
I think we've had him before.
I think so, too.
I think we've guessed him a lot.
We might have had him multiple times. Okay. And guessed him a ton.
It's not Jorge. We have had Jorge Cantu before, but it's a name that I'm trying to think of that's maybe similar, or at least he looks similar to Jorge Cantu, which is saying something because he was not the handsomest man. I wish I had this. I don't think I have this. I'm going to cheat and look.
Frank Robinson.
Is it Todd Frazier?
He got it.
Okay. So that was, I stole that off the text line. I wasn't sure which name it was on the text line. Twitch chat beat us to it as well.
Todd Frazier had a couple good years in there.
The Todd Fox.
He had a 35 dong year and a 40 dong year.
Wow. That's nice.
What years were those?
He had, let's see. 35 home runs in 15, 40 in 16.
Oh.
I was just fact-checking myself on Todd Frazier, I believe was a Little League World Series hero, I think. I think he was like one of those.
Like Big Al?
Yeah, exactly. I think he was like, you know, like a well-known player from his Little League days going all the way back. All right, the Todd Father, your random ball player of the day, in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial up WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. We'll check in with Hart and Fitzy. We'll get you the clip du jour as well.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Wrapping things up on Jones and Keefe. Mego in for Keefe today. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. It's time now for the clip du jour, I should say, Mego, which thanks for asking. It is the clip of the day. Earlier today, we had you highlight an interesting question about a new team in the NHL and possible destination for Brad Marchand. We mentioned Boston and Toronto. Drager adds the Utah Mammoth. What do you think about that nickname?
I like it.
You're in?
Wait, can I ask something stupid?
Yeah, sure. Of course. It's the only kind of question I ask.
The Mammoth is the big animal, right?
The big animal?
What is a mammoth?
The big elephant. Yeah, like elephant.
Yeah, the woolly.
Yeah, woolly mammoth. Yes,
the
exactly.
The woolly mammoth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you said big animal.
Extinct.
I was like, well, what do you mean? Big tiger?
Well, the way that they keep saying it, because they're saying the mammoth, like, is a pack of mammoths Ooh. Just called a mammoth?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
So that's what I don't understand, because it's not like you say, you don't say the Detroit Lion.
Multiple texts are asking if the plural for mammoth is mammi. I don't think it's mammi, which also doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right.
I do agree with that. Come on. Doesn't sound right. You look this up, though, because I brought up the Kraken as an example. I'm like, well, the Kraken, that's like it sounds like a singular deep water beast, not plural, not Krakens. And they're not the mammoths, plural. But you said...
Kraken can be a plural. You can say Krakens or Kraken.
And a group of mammoths are...
Mammoths.
Not mammi.
No.
All right, so I'm happy we settled on that.
Thank God you have this program.
It's very...
Next couple days.
What I think they're doing, I think certain teams think it's cool to not have an S on the end of
their
name.
What is cool about that? What
makes
it cool?
It's like a trivia question. It's like, how many can you name? The Jazz, the Kraken, the mammoth.
That's cool. Cool.
I think that's part of the reason why. I think that's part of the reason why they're doing it. Yeah.
Bruin's got to get on this.
Yeah, Bruin.
Boston Bruin.
You're just one.
That sounds less crazy to me than mammoth.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I didn't really even think about this until you brought it up.
I like the name, but it just sounds like all the hockey players are standing on each other's shoulders to build a woolly mammoth.
I didn't like mammoth as a name until I saw they made a transaction last week. I can't remember if it was a trade or a signing or I don't remember what it was. But they made a move last week, and I saw it like on the ticker, and I'm like, oh, I think I do like that name now. It won me over just seeing it.
I prefer it over Commanders.
Yeah.
Like if they had been the Washington Mammoth, I'd go, that's weird, but... Whatever,
yeah,
lean into it.
You liked Washington football team, or you prefer Commanders?
I prefer Washington football
Me
team
too.
To Commanders.
Yeah, Commanders not great.
Washington football team at least had some irony to it. Commanders is so basic, it's like you're not even trying.
So we have the opposite of a mammoth, Andy Hart, along with Fitzy. That's a height joke, Andy. We no crossover today. They're at Fenway. But it's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier. Their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You gotta love the Nines.
Yes.
You already disagree with Andy. You're already belittling, no pun intended, Andy Hart earlier today with his take about the Celtics
like
and Red
comparison.
Sox.
Okay. The comparison between the Celtics' financial flexibility and the Red Sox' flexibility, it's just not the same.
Okay. Well, Andy, you're going to have to deal with that. It is Hart. It is Fitzy. They're live from Fenway. Stay tuned here on WEEI. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's a Tier Tuesday. I think we have some good tiers for you tomorrow. And we're going to talk to Rob Bradford, North Shore resident, get his official answer about Bill Chisholm and whether or not he is an actual member of the North Shore. That's tomorrow here on Jones and Keefe.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.